Hi, my name is Levi. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from lack of trust in God. Growing up as a preacher's son, it seemed that we were at church every time the doors were open. I'm blessed to have one older sister and two younger brothers. When I was young, we moved around a lot, which made my siblings and I very close. I accepted Christ as my Savior at the age of 13 and had the honor of my father baptizing me. When my baby brother, aka my partner in crime, was three, he was life-flighted to a children's hospital in Salt Lake City. After a bunch of tests, we found out that he had a rare kidney disorder called nephrotic syndrome. It was at this point that I started to question God and his goodness. I mean, how could this happen to my baby brother? He was a kid. We were a preacher's family working for God's kingdom. How could this happen to us? My brother's ailments led to multiple close calls with death and me questioning God's goodness. I had trusted God for my eternity, but I struggled to trust him in my daily walk, even question who God was. This rolled over into my college years where I was rebellious and it started to show. I seriously dated a girl in college for 2 years and thought this was the girl I was going to marry. After a bad breakup, I started to search for comfort in the world. I turned to partying and sex. After receiving my associate's degree in Wyoming, I moved to Texas to find a new life, a fresh start, and pursuing my engineering degree. The problem is I never addressed my lack of trust in God, and it followed me down here. Within 6 months of living in Texas, I found myself going back into my old ways, and my problems followed me. On March 16th, 2006, one of my best friends died in a car wreck on his way to visit us in Lubbock. He was an amazing Christian guy, and again, I questioned God's goodness. I questioned why Jake and not me, because he was a better person. After graduating, my problems followed me as I moved to Fort Worth and Arkansas for work and then back to Texas after a layoff. Somewhere along the way, I started attending church and reading God's word again. God showed up faithful and started working on my heart. I was scared, but I knew deep down inside God would take care of me. Within 2 months, I had 4 different job offers. I laid the offers in front of me and prayed to God for his will to be done. I took a job with my current employer and found myself working on the new children's building here at Watermark. I was not living in Dallas at the time, but I always was amazed with the people here and told myself, if I ever moved to Dallas, I would come back and check it out. Having the sense of humor, God moved me here in 2013, and I started attending Watermark. But I was not fully invested in yet. On June 15, 2013, I received a dreaded phone call that my brother-in-law, who's like a brother to me, had a very bad motorcycle accident, and that they were not sure if he was going to make it. I dropped everything and flew home. He passed away the next day, leaving my sister, a widow with 3 young kids. My faith and trust in God dropped to a new low, asking questions of how and why. On that day, lives of my family changed, and for the next 3 years, it seemed like a dark fog over us as we were in survival mode. In the months following the accident, I finally joined a community group. These men helped me show God's true character and how true God's words were for answer. Christmas 2015, I went home to be with my family and elk hunt with my brothers. On my way home from hunting, I received a call to take my mom to the ER. I went with her as she was life-flighted out of town to the hospital. After 3 days of testing, we learned that she had cancer. God called her home March 5th, 2016. I was crushed. I was a mama's boy and she was my everything. My community group and other Christians came around me for love and support, but over the next 8 months, I would slowly start slipping back into my old ways with alcohol and inappropriate relations with girls. One of my community group brothers suggested I go to Regeneration, and he would go with me. I told him I'd look into it, but I was just really deflecting. After battling with God in a deer blind, I surrendered my train-wrecked heart to God. I told my CG brothers I would start the new year right by going to Regen. He said, let's go tomorrow. So I did. I knew I needed help dealing with my mom's passing. I remember the first night thinking my problems aren't as bad as some. I wanted to leave many times in groundwork, but I wanted to do this to honor my mom. Step three, trust, was very hard for me. It was at this point that I had to make a choice whether or not I trusted God. I trusted God for my eternity, but I did not trust him in my day-to-day life. I was broken and knew trusting God fully would be better than what I was experiencing on my own. I'm committed to writing down honest answers in the books and not just acceptable Christian answers. I wanted to be honest with God and to other people around me. Then step four, inventory. Inventory showed up, and I knew I had to deal with my past. I was ashamed of what I'd done. I thought in my head, I was a preacher's son. I had been in church since I was a baby. I should know better. It was in inventory that I saw my pride and my desire for control and comfort. But when I saw my lack of trust in God in my daily life, the scales fell off of my eyes. Moving through the steps, I started to see the true character of God and not what I thought he was. I found freedom in step eight, forgive footprint, where I forgave others and gave them to God for his perfect judgment by writing their names on the cross. Step nine, amends, was hard because here's where the rubber meets the road. I had to practice my new faith and be transparent. I was able to own my part and ask others for forgiveness. I commenced last November with an amazing group of guys who ran with me through Regen process. They're very dear to me, and I know they have my back at any time. Since finishing regeneration, my life is perfect. I don't struggle. In any aspect of my life with God is perfect. Wrong. That is what I thought it would be. But I still struggle in God, still struggle trusting God daily in every aspect of my life. But with the tools and regen he has given me, when I fall, it's not too far. And I'm able to come into the light quicker. One of the leaders here at Regen would mention he was amazed with God's work in my life and that he could not wait for me to shepherd others through this process. I would look at him and say, well, I just don't think God could use me. I'm broken and I don't have a seminary degree. I mean, how could God use a construction superintendent to minister to others and show them God's goodness? The joke's on me. Since February of this year, I've had an amazing opportunity to walk through a great group of guys through the steps. Not only have I seen my weaknesses, also God has shown his strengths through my weaknesses, and he will do the same for you. My life verse is Proverbs, verses 5-8. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will keep your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes, but fear the Lord and turn away from evil. If this is your first night, welcome. You're in a safe place with other broken people who need God daily. If you're in groundwork and not sure if it's right for you, trust God. He will show you the right path. My name is Levi. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from a lack of trust in God. I give all the glory and praise to God for the amazing work that he has done in my life, trusting in the one who can provide fullness in life. Thank you.